14th line from the top at page 68. The Buddha's enlightened ones cultivating these flowers in the sky, thereby acquire the robe, seat, and room, attain enlightenment, and realize its fruition. Upholding a flower and winking is a public case where cataracts in the eye, flowers in the sky manifest. The treasury of the eye of true teaching, the ineffable mind of Nirvana, correctly transmitted to the present without lapse, is called cataracts in the eye, flowers in the sky. Enlightenment, Nirvana, the body of reality, inherent nature, and so on, a few petals of the opening five petals of flowers in the sky. Yesterday I mentioned a little bit about acquiring the robe, seat, and room, which occurs in the Saddhamma Pundarika Sutra. Let me read that part. I think this is you will see this paragraph in the three-fourth Lotus Sutra, page 191 to 192. Here, Lotus Sutra says, "Medicine King, if there are any good son or good daughter who, after the extinction of Tathagata, desires to preach this Low Flower Sutra to the four groups, how should he preach it?" That good son or good daughter entering into the abode of Tathagata, wearing the robe of the Tathagata, and sitting on the throne of the Tathagata, should then widely preach, proclaim the sutra to the four groups of hearers. The abode of the Tathagata is the compassionate heart within all living beings. The robe of the Tathagata is the gentle and forbearing heart. The throne of the Tathagata is the voidness of all laws. Establishing these, then, with unflagging mind to bodhisattvas and four groups of hearers, he will preach this law, Flower Sutra. Lotus Sutra says like this. So I think by the practicing cultivating of flowers in the sky, which means everything you can see, you can hear, is nothing but total manifestation of Buddha's world, Buddha's heart. So nothing to waste, nothing to throw away, nothing to attach to the for long, for your own. So that is, then you can get the robe and seeds seat and room means you can get great compassion and gentle and forbearing heart, and also emptiness for of all things. The compassion is the Buddha's total personality. Buddha cannot enter into the compassionate world, cannot away from, cannot leave a compassionate world. It means that the Buddha's whole body and mind is already compassionate, exactly compassionate. In other words, produced by compassion. So that is a great compassion of the Buddha and the Bodhisattva possess. So we are already, our body and mind is nothing but compassion. So everyone has. So your human body, is very precious for us. And then, naturally, we can practice gentle and forbearing. You can get the patience and gentle and kindness, compassionate mind, softness. That means you can see the depths of human existence and touches the cord of all sentient beings. And then naturally you can open your heart to all sentient beings. That is called gentleness, softness. Without creating arrogance. So constantly, whatever happens, that gentleness, compassion, is sharing with all sentient beings under all circumstances. This is a robe, wearing the robe. Then naturally you can get this one. And the emptiness of all things means practice of egolessness. practice of egolessness in the Blue Cliff Record, case number 2, page 10, I think you will see this term, trailing mud and the dripping water. It says the word Buddha is trailing mud and dripping water. Trailing mud means you can get your body completely wet by the mud, and pouring the water with the top of your head. And completely, you can get your body wet. Means you have to teach the Buddha's teaching according to the circumstances of each personality. That is a teaching. Teaching the Buddha's teaching, working with all sentient beings hand in hand. That is Zen. Brooklyn Record uses a technical term, trailing mud and dripping water. This is a practice of egolessness. That's why we practice together like this. If you live alone, I think it seems to be easy, but if you live together like this, it's very difficult, because you have to get into, you have to teach your teach the truth according to their different circumstances, different personalities. It's not so easy to practice together like this. That's why lots of complaints come up. And if you are really involved in complaining too much, you completely forget main point what the practice is. So I think through and through we have to practice egolessness. Egolessness is no arrogance, no arrogance. So very naturally you can bow fully, prostrating your body and mind in the presence of Buddha. You can do it. That is, and thereby acquire the robe and seat and room, attain enlightenment and realize its fruition. So very naturally, what is enlightenment? What the Buddha tried to teach us? What we should learn from the Buddha's teaching? Very naturally, you can attain enlightenment and realize its fruition. Okay, its fruition. So, acquire the robe and seat and room, compassion and patience and emptiness is simultaneously fruit, enlightenment. So day by day, all we have to do is to cultivate the flowers in the sky. Means every fruit, you have to deal with each single aspect of everyday living with compassion and emptiness and gentleness and patience with the patience, and then you attain enlightenment. That is what makes you feel relief completely. That is enlightenment and realize its fruition. Okay? So fruition is continuation of practicing, cultivating the flowers in the sky. Okay. When you see the table, you have to cultivate the flower in the sky. Flower in the sky means that the form of a table is the flower in the sky you can see with your eyes. Okay, any form. The form of a table, form of a floor, form of a flowers, form of a the insect, all things. So cultivating the sky and flower in the sky means handle with compassion, patience, and emptiness, empty heart. Then this is simultaneously attaining enlightenment continually. This is a fruition. Okay? Holding up a flower and winking is a public case where cataracts in the eyes, flower in the sky manifest. Of course, the flowers, the Udumba flowers, is not merely for the flowers as the object you can see, but this flower, Udumba flower, talking lot about human life, about the human world, based on the truth. That's why the flower, Udumba flower, is already talking of flowers in the sky. So that's why holding up a flower, Ma Kashyapa can attain enlightenment. And then winking also nothing but flowers in the sky, because winking is not winking. Winking is winking to the universe. So very naturally, through the winking, you can see the whole world, manifestation of the whole world. That's why he says, cataract in the eye, flowers in the sky manifest. Okay? The treasury of the eye of true teaching, it's called Shobo Gendo, we say. Treasury of the eye of true teaching, called Shobo Gendo in Japanese. Shobo Gendo, the ineffable mind of Nirvana. Effable mind is Nirvana. Nirvana is ineffable mind. Because Nirvana is not the dead, death's dreary state of human life, but it's alive in every aspect of human world, human life, which is subtle, which is unfavorable, which is inexplainable, but it's working. That's why unfavorable mind of Nirvana. Correctly transmitted to the present without lapse. Now, Shakyamuni Buddha told to Mahakashyapa, I can transmit this, Shobo Gendo, the infallible mind of Nirvana, to you now. So, from now on, you should keep it and keep it for long without lapse. Is called cataract in the eyes, flowers in the sky. This is called flowers in the sky. The eyes of Shakyamuni Buddha hold up a flower and winking is not merely legendary stories. This is talking about human life, how rare it is, how precious it is, how sublime human life is. So that's why through your human body you can notice it. Holding the apple flower and winking, you can see how sublime human life is, how rare human body and mind is. Enlightenment, Nirvana, the body of reality, inherent nature, and so on, a few petals of the opening five petals of flowers in the sky. So enlightenment, nirvana, the body of reality means Dhamma body, Dhammakaya. Enlightenment, Nirvana, Dhammakaya, inherent nature means the ultimate nature of existence, inherent nature, which are invisible, they are also nothing but flowers in the sky. So which thought, you don't like a thought, and you don't like a thinking, ideas, but ideas and thoughts are very important for us. If you use your ideas and thoughts just in your own territory, then idea becomes egoistic, selfish. But if you use idea and thought for all sentient beings, for helping all beings, then it really works, because idea comes from life. Idea comes from flower in the sky. Idea comes from the truth as it is. So, idea has a lot of word, lots of heart, lots of spirit, with human warmness. So that's why idea and thought are very important for us. That's why if you have a job, certain job, and you can't help thinking anyway about one idea. For helping all sentient beings, wherever you may be. So that's why he says, all things invisible also are very important, which is called flowers in the sky. Okay? even though it is a few petals of the opening of five petals means even little ideas. For instance, if you start to have this kind of training or sessions, and you have the particular when you become director and the inos, and if you have a certain position as a work leader, you have to have lots of tiny ideas, lots of tiny things you have to think. You cannot ignore it. But these tiny ideas and little thought, few petals, is important for us. Shakyamuni, sometimes a few ideas and little ideas are not important, so you are not necessary to think carefully. But it is, that is, even though you don't think carefully, is important, okay? It is important. So tiny idea, that's why he says, even a few petals of the opening five petals of flowers in the sky are also very important for us. Shakyamuni Buddha said, it is like someone with cataracts seeing flowers in the sky. When the affliction of cataracts is removed, the flowers perish in the sky. Dogen Zenji comment on Shakyamuni Buddha's statement. This. Shakyamuni Buddha said, it is like someone with cataracts seeing flowers in the sky, because a person who has a who can see the flowers in the sky is a sign of a sickness of his eyes with the cataracts. And then when you recover that sickness, and then flowers gone. So, because flowers are actually not existing being. So that's why if you become if you recover sick if you go beyond hallucinations, etc., you can see all flowers and all imaginations are gone. Then it is. Affliction of cataracts is removed. The flowers perish in the sky. Then you are free from suffering, etc. That is the usual sense, the usual meaning of Shakyamuni Buddha. But Dogen Zenji comment on this like that. There hasn't been a scholar who has understood this statement. So because they don't know the sky, they don't know the flowers in the sky, they don't know the person with the cataracts. They don't know see the person who with the cataracts. Do not meet the person with the cataracts. Are not the person with cataracts. He mentioned because if you understand the Buddha's statement in the usual sense, I think you are a person who don't understand exactly flowers in the sky. You don't know the sky. You don't know the person who has eyes with the cataract itself. He mentioned like that. So, because they don't know the sky, the Dogen Zenji mentions about the sky. So, let's go. They don't know the sky, they don't know the flowers in the sky. Because they don't know the flowers in the sky, they don't know the person with cataracts. Usually we are person with a cataract because we have a consciousness. Consciousness already perverted, means already moved. Perverted views, creation of a perverted views
by consciousness means consciousness already has been moved. Okay? Vibration of consciousness, that is called the seeing the things and not seeing the things as they really are. So we call perverted views. So from this point we are already sick. We are already sick. So we don't see the actually the real things, you know, something like that. So from this point, consciously, if you see the flower of the table, in other words, form of a table, that is already the form of a table reflected in your eyes, okay, in your eyes. So what is this? This is already the perverted view according to the Buddha's excellent, skillful means, you know. But actually, terrible is. Then we are perverted person, okay? And the table is the two beings, the separate, okay? So at that time we don't see the table, form of a table reflected in the eyes, because already we throw away this person because we are perverted. So we don't fit. So we want to get this true beings. Do you understand? Escaping from this perverted and get something true. Okay. If you do that, the more already you don't see the person who see this form of a table reflected in the eyes already, and then. You don't see this person, and nevertheless, you try to get something true. You never get to something true either, because you don't see who you are, anything. So, if you don't have the definite, clear subject, you cannot get the clear object, you know. Because your subject is very obscure, you don't know, very obscure. And then you see that you try to get the object, you know, truth, which is truth, but you cannot get it, because already object becomes obscure. Do you understand? So that's why Dogen Zenji mentions the table, form of a table reflected in the eyes. This is nothing but the Buddha's decorations. So Buddha's work. Because if you see deeply to the form of the table reflected in the mirror, then you can touch the core. It's not separate. Truth. I mean, the bottom of the samsara is a kind of a cut curtain, I say, curtain. And behind the curtain is eternity, I say. Anyway, if you research something deeply, then you can touch the dead end. Dead end is not hard iron partitions. It's kind of very soft, very gentle, very meek, you know. If you touch it, it disappears. But if you don't touch it, you can see the partition, curtain. But if you touch it, you don't see it. So that is a kind of a situation of bottom of the human samsara or the dead end of ultimate research, you know, the ultimate research of something through and through, then you can reach the ultimate state of being. That is curtain. Okay? So very naturally, for the same apply to the form of a table reflected in your eyes is also have this curtain. So what's wrong with this form of table you can see? So that's why flowers in the sky. Table is also flower in the sky. You can see the tree. This is also flower in the sky. Snow and the severe climate is also flowers in the skies. That's Dogen Zenji tried to mention here. So that's why person, you don't know the person with cataracts. You don't see the person with cataracts because we always handle the subject and the object dualistically. At that time, you can see the person, you can see the object clearly. Okay? We always, they become immediately obscure, very blur. So at that time, we have to deal, that's why we have to deal with the subject and the object as a Buddha from the beginning to end, all circumstances. Okay? But usually we don't deal with the things and the other Buddhas and all circumstances, under all circumstances. Only when you feel good, you can deal with it. When you don't feel, you throw away or break it, you know. And scream and hate and you die, commit suicide, something like that. Literally, people easily, simply kill the person and commit suicide, you know. I heard, in the United States something happens and people argue on the freeway talking about, accident and finally the person that killed the partners, you know, with a gun. That's ridiculous. But such a thing happens always, you know. Because they never see the person. They never see the person with eyes, with the cataracts. In other words, they don't know how to deal with this person or that person or the accident or cars and freeways as a Buddha. They don't know. Only they feel good, they can deal with something wonderful, but if they don't feel good, they kill, they destroy something. That is not the appropriate human behavior, because we are already Buddha. So we have to behave as a Buddha, wherever you may be, under all circumstances. This is our responsibility. If you have a responsibility as a human being, you have to do this, okay? Regardless of whether you understand or not, you try to do it. Otherwise, you never have a chance to build up a peaceful world. Okay? Peaceful world can be erected or can be built up by you, who built up, who see you clearly, peacefully. And that time, you are a peaceful person. Then, peaceful world come up. Peaceful world never exists separate from you. And then, we can go into the peaceful world. No, you cannot do it. At that time, you never have a peaceful world. Okay? First, you must be a peaceful person. You must be flowers in the sky. This is first important, okay? Later, Dogen Zenji mentioned this one too, okay? So that's why Dogen Zenji repeat almost same thing. They don't know, they don't see the person with cataracts, do not meet the person with cataracts, are not the person with cataracts. One should meet the person with cataracts, know the sky, and see the flowers in the sky too. after seeing the flowers in the sky, one should also see the flowers perish in the sky. Of course, to think that once the flowers in the sky cease, they shouldn't exist anymore is the view of a small vehicle. If the flowers in the sky were not seen, what would they be, those with the views of the small vehicle? Only know flowers in the sky as something to be abandoned, and do not know the great matter after the flowers in the sky. They don't know the planting, ripening, and shedding of the flowers in the sky. If the flowers in the sky perishes, and then this is in attaining enlightenment, or nothing is left, we say so. But nothing is left. For instance, the autumn comes, and all leaves fall. And then all gone. So all gone is very clear. Okay. Then we feel good, you know. We attain enlightenment, nothing to interrupt my life. Okay. And then this is our autumn. So we don't care. So we don't care winters, and we don't care spring and summers, and so. But after perishing all things, after all things fall, that is something important you have to take into account, because still it's alive. What is a dead tree, dead leaf? Dead leaf is what? It is nothing but the manifestation of whole seasons, not only the autumn. Through the one piece of the dead leaf, you have to see whole season, whole four seasons working together. That's why after leaving, falling leaf, then there is something important for us we have to take into account. You become an emptiness, you attain enlightenment, then that is the end of the practice? No. After attaining enlightenment, after getting the feeling of peaceful, then that is important. Okay. Most people say, I am peaceful, then I don't need anything. And the next tomorrow is peaceful, you know. They expect. Now I am peaceful through the practice, and so I don't need anything. Tomorrow is peaceful. I don't need money. I don't need anything. I don't need any help. I don't need the Buddha's teachings. I am completely peaceful. That is a person who don't see the person who has eyes with cataract. They don't know how to deal with human bodies, and also they don't know how to deal with something invisible as a Buddha. Okay? You have to deal with the visible and invisible. Many things visible, invisible. Even though you think something in your head, creating fictions, so-called, space being. Mm-hmm. Space being. You can imagine any kind of form of space being, you know. So that's why you can create fiction. That fiction is what? Fiction is fiction? Which has nothing to do with us? Yes, it is. Because it comes from your head. Where is your head? Your head is the top of the life. So, fiction is also pretty important. Sometimes fiction comes to be true. Don't you think? So, fiction, including fiction, and including imagination, including delusions, anyway, we have to deal with as a Buddha, because they are flowers in the sky. So, that is, so after enlightenment, After you become peaceful, then there is something important you have to take into account. You can't, but if you say, I don't need anything, I don't need any help, that is arrogance. It's really arrogant. So, if you become a peaceful person, then you need more careful practice. Okay? Bodhisattva, they live their life exactly like that. So, they only know flowers in the sky as something to be abandoned and do not know the great matter after the flowers in the sky. They don't know the planting, ripening, shedding of the flowers in the sky. Because they don't know the planting, ripening, and shedding of the flowers in the sky. And I mentioned, even though one thing perishes, still there are many beings around. Okay? If you see pyramid like a human suffering, human problem, if you see the human problem, it is kind of a pyramid. But the problem you can see now is just the top of a pyramid. But bottom, then the problem is gone, but still lots of beings exist after the trouble perishing. Okay? So still important things there we have to deal with. So that's why here is the they do not know the planting, ripening, and shedding of the flowers. Still, there is a ripening. There is a cause and ripening effect, and constantly shedding of flowers, always there. Ordinary scholar today think that where the sun energy abides is the sky. So usually we think the sky is something like that. Okay? That where the sun, moon, planets, and the stars hang is the sky. And due to that, they think that the saying flower in the sky means the appearance of forms like floating clouds in this clear air, flying flowers blown hither and thither, in the wind rising and falling. So just like a imaginative pictures, you know. That is called, we believe that is the sky, and also that is flowers in the sky. For they are far from knowing that the creating and creative four gross elements of the creating and created four gross elements. In the Sandokai, we said the water wet, wind moves. That is creating four gross elements there. And so creating and creative. Creating and created. What do you understand? Creating means a subject, means a wind. The creative growth element means movement. Okay? So creating and created four growth elements, all the phenomena of the material world as well as fundamental enlightenment, fundamental nature and song are called flowers in the sky. Okay? It is. The four gross elements means the whole world. Creating and created four gross elements means whole world. Okay? Whole world and all things in the world. All the phenomena. That's why next says all phenomena of the material world. As well as including fundamental enlightenment, fundamental nature, and song, are called flowers in the sky. So All things visible, invisible are called flowers in the sky through which we can get robe and seat and room of the Buddha Shakyamuni. Okay? Also, they do not know that the creative four elements and so on exist due to phenomena. They don't know that the material world remains in its normal state due to phenomena. They only see phenomena as existing due to the material world. I mentioned before. Anyway, first there is a world as an object, then we can be born in this world. Okay? Or we say, here is a peaceful world, then I can get into the peaceful world, then I can be peaceful. That is, they don't know, we don't know exactly. If you believe in that the world is going like that, I think you never get peace and harmony. So, that is he mentions here. Is that okay? Flower blooms. Flower blooms is simultaneously the world arises. Okay? If you become peaceful, that you are world, peaceful world. Because naturally, people around you become peaceful. Okay? So very naturally, world comes up. So that's Dogen Zenji mentions here. So then they only see phenomena as existing due to the material world. They only realize that there are flowers in the sky due to cataracted eyes. They do not realize the principle that cataract eyes are caused to exist by flowers in the sky. Yes, this is cataract eyes are caused to exist by flowers in the sky. Consciousness, what's wrong with consciousness? With the consciousness. Consciousness creates a perverted view, but perverted view can be caused to exist by what? By human delusion? No. By somebody else? No. By something more than you can think, because that is already there. Okay? So consciousness has already great right to be exist, to be there, to be in this world. That is called flower in the sky. That's why by flowers in the sky, consciousness is caused to exist. Your stinky body is also caused to exist by what? By Buddha. So that's why your body is important. Without body, how can you practice, you know? So that is, he mentioned, know that the person with cataract spoken of by the Buddha is originally enlightened person. The infallibly enlightened person, the person of the Buddhas, the person of the three worlds, the person beyond the Buddha. So only the enlightened person, infallible enlightened person can see these flowers in the sky. In other words, these person can deal with the table as a Buddha, something more than the table. Regardless of whether you understand or not, that person can do it. Okay? Day to day, let's do it. Let's do it. This is a really great cause of creating peaceful world. If you forget this one, you never create peaceful world. They do not ignorantly consider cataracts to be delusive factors and thus study as if there was something else which is real. That would be a small view. If cataract flowers are delusions, the agent and action wrongly clinging to them as delusions would have to be delusions. If they are all delusions, there can be no logical reasoning. So your reasonings and your understanding, right understanding, becomes also delusions, you know. If your consciousness is delusions, if your consciousness is anywhere creating a perverted view, so whatever kind of things you can think are delusions. So finally, where you are going? Nowhere. So finally, you should choose two choices. Death, to survive, or to die. That's it. That's why he says, if they are all delusions, there can be no logical reasoning. If there is no reason established, the fact that cataract flowers are delusion cannot be so. No way. So, delusions, enlightenment, all, if you believe consciousness are delusions, if you believe even the small things become the delusions, I think all things become delusions. So how can I live? So that's why Dogen Denji constantly mentions that the consciousness is also nothing but the flowers in the sky. Okay. That's all. Do you have a question? What time now?
10. Okay. I have a imaginary beings or space beings or thoughts, fictitious thoughts or imagination. Is that activity that is all second, third moment thought activity following another thought, or does that arise spontaneously with no apparent origin?
The same things, and even fictions and imaginations are exactly the same as usual thinking, usual thought, usual idea. Same thing.